the U.S. Forest Service visited Skagway to explain why the agency is pursuing a full exemption to the roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest. The American Bald Eagle Foundation welcomes a new resident, and at least one Alaskan will march in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The U.S. Forest Service hosted a public meeting at the AB Hall in Skagway on Tuesday to explain why the agency is pursuing a full exemption to the roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest. The roadless rule protects the forest from development. The agency told the community there would be no big changes as a result of the rollback. Mayor Andrew Cremata was not convinced.
And, you know, when asked him to quantify how they came to reach those conclusions, they didn't have an answer, because there probably isn't an answer. Because if you think that we'll have minimal impact on the visitor industry, no impact on protected habitat, it's not an honest answer to the question.
But Cremata said he appreciated candid answers to his questions, even if he didn't like the answers he got. His biggest concern is that the testimony of Southeast Alaskans is not being heard. He says it was a full house at the AB Hall, over 60 people, but no one spoke in favor of the agency's preferred alternative at the meeting. The municipality officially supports Alternative 1, which upholds the roadless rule in the Tongass. Jamie Bricker spoke on behalf of the Skagway Traditional Council. She said the agency had a legal obligation to consult tribes before making substantive management changes that would affect their land.
We should have been consulted earlier. Skagway Traditional Council stands united with our neighboring tribes and fellow Skagway community members in support of maintaining the roadless rule, which protects over 9 million acres on the Tongass. We depend on our Tongass for subsistence hunting, fishing, gathering, recreating, maintaining cultural closeness to nature, maintaining our economic interests in tourism, and mitigating environmental risks.
The U.S. Forest Service will be taking public comment on the roadless rule through December 17th. For a link to the website, visit khns.org. The American Bald Eagle Foundation has a new addition to its team of avian ambassadors. After 2 months in Haines, Cirrus, the northern hawk owl, is settling in and helping people better understand the behavior of an elusive species. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Cirrus came to Haines at the end of September from the Bird Treatment and Learning Center in Anchorage. Josh Sanko, the American Bald Eagle Foundation's program coordinator, says the center had treated the wild owl for a broken collarbone.
He went into rehab and they said that he wasn't going to be able to get the proper lift or be able to hunt effectively to be able to be released into the wild. And so they were looking to place him.
Sanko says it took time to decide whether the Bald Eagle Foundation could house Cirrus. Not all rehabilitated birds are a good fit for public education.
It's just not for every wild animal, so they have to have a certain disposition that allows them to be really comfortable and thrive in this kind of environment.
But after a lot of research, planning, and paperwork, the foundation decided to go for it.
Cirrus. Holy, you're all right.
Stepping out into the aviaries of the Raptor Center, Cirrus begins to chirp away as Sanko approaches his enclosure. He's a fluffy ball of white and brown feathers with a pair of piercing yellow eyes.
So this is Cirrus. And that little vocalization is something that he makes all day long. This is kind of him letting us know, that soliciting attention. So he's like, hey, ready to work, or just showing us that he's comfortable.
The Bald Eagle Foundation staff have been training Cirrus over the past few months. All of the exercises are voluntary, but the owl has been extremely motivated to learn. Sanko says he has taken to the role of avian ambassador like a fish to water, or like a bird to the air.
Just asking them to step up onto the glove, or targeting, or stepping into a crate. Like, those behaviors, some of our birds that have been here for a really long time don't have those. And in 2 months, he's already doing all of them, which is really, really impressive, and beyond anything we could have expected.
Wild northern hawk owls have been spotted in Haines on occasion, but they tend to keep their distance from people. Josh says that's why there aren't many in captivity. He says Cirrus is helping provide a better understanding of the species' behavior.
Being able to be on the forefront of that kind of information is really cool.
Northern hawk owls are found in the boreal forests of North America, Europe, and Russia. They like to hang out at the tops of pine trees in densely wooded areas, so Haines is the perfect spot for Cirrus. And although the name of the species might cause some confusion, he is, in fact, an owl.
They're 100% owl, but they hunt similar to a hawk. So they hunt during the day, which is not normal of a lot of owl species. They're usually nocturnal or crepuscular, so they hunt at dawn and dusk. And they can use their ears just as much as they use their eyes. So they can see their prey from really far distances, but they can also hear prey from up to under a foot of snow sometimes and be able to go and get them there.
Sanko hopes that he and the other staff will be able to train Cirrus to a level where he can make free flights outside his enclosure. Right now, only one other avian ambassador at the Foundation does that. But if his chirps are any indication of his drive, it looks like Cirrus will be soaring in no time. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
There will be at least one Alaskan in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City this year. Susie Waterhouse of Haines will march with the Florida Band, the second time arounders. That's the Rounders playing Enchano, one of the tunes they'll perform for 50 million live viewers this Thanksgiving. It's a big moment for Susie Waterhouse.
To be perfectly honest, when I actually think about it, I get really misty. Yeah, it's a big emotional moment for me. Who gets to do this? Marching the granddaddy of parades.
Waterhouse loves parades. She's played alto sax since high school band and founded the Haines Marching Band in 2013. She winters in Florida and stays tuned up for the Haines 4th of July parade by marching with the Rounders all season. The band was formed to give anyone who's played in high school or college a chance to do it a second time around. It has over 400 members between the ages of 18 and 85. Waterhouse says training for the Macy's Parade is a challenge.
Everything is timed precisely, and they're very strict about our time in the marching. In order to get Santa at Macy's at 3 minutes before 12, we have practiced and practiced and practiced.
She says event organizers would rather the band look good than sound good. Her hat must be parallel to the ground, and she's not allowed to interact with the crowd. She said the baton twirlers all have the same shade of lipstick. The parade airs live on Thursday from 9 a.m. to noon. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.